7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh god. You're okay.
Oh. There's no getting around it now. Oh. Okay, let's do this. The current time is 1930 UTC. I can't sit like this. Hold on. Oh, okay, there we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, that's right. It's Dubious Goals Committee time once again. And I'm just sitting here drinking some tea. Da Hong Pao, if you must know. And boy, I had a pretty, I guess I would say I had a pretty good night. I slept really hard. I slept like a brick. And I woke up at like 8:30. Then I decided to go back to sleep. And managed to barely wake up before noon. So, oh yeah. Okay, so, yeah. Hopefully we've run through the sinus business so far today. Oh, so it's been a little bit sinusy. And we have some nice weather outside today, but it's very windy. It's about 12 degrees right now, and it's sunny, but it's very, very, very windy. And so we are going to stay indoors again today. But that's okay, because something happened. Something happened last night. There has been a development. And I have all kinds of good news and bad news. Or potentially good news and potentially bad news. Haven't collapsed the state vector yet, so we can't really determine if this is good news or bad news. But here's what you need to know. Oh. Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Last night, at approximately 7:30 p.m. local time, I took delivery of my birthday present. And, now I gotta get up. And my birthday present was a piece of synthesizer gear. And guess what I got? Oh, I got myself some kind of percussion module. Yes, yes, it's 4 drum synthesizers in one. And, I'm really excited about it. It's a real game changer. Oh, I'm sitting down now in the synth zone. Let's start powering up some synth. Oh God, what's that noise? Oh, it's this thing. Yeah, so after picking up my birthday present / drum module, I brought it home and I installed it in my rack. And that was about all I had time to do. I installed it in the rack, and then I thought, okay, let's listen to some of the sounds at least. I haven't read the manual or anything. And I was just listening to some sounds, kind of going, wow. Then the cat showed up. Then I had to deal with cat stuff. And then I just kind of messed with everything. And yeah, it's a thing. I don't have a manual yet, but give me a day or two. And yes, I'm actually going to find the manual and print it out. Hey, why is this thing not turning on? Oh, there it is. I hate the fact that it takes 30 seconds for it to say, oh, I'm on now. Not the drum module, you know, the stupid kindergarten engineering crap that I have. Anyway, So, although we've got a lot of work to do with this damn thing, meaning the drum module. Okay, are we ready? I think we're ready. We're not quite. Yeah, we're ready. Except for that damn noise. What was I going to say? Oh, man, I'm kind of messed up today, but that's okay. The interesting problem here is that now that we have this quad drum voice, now that we have four things, should I try to incorporate this for use in my latest performance, or should I, just sort of forget about this, perform the patch that I have as it is, and then save the new drum thing for the next patch? That's the big question that I'm having so far. And at some point in time, today is not the day, but there will be an episode of Dubious Goals Committee sometime in the future where we will put the drum module through its paces. Because the only thing I did last night was I sort of tested it out, and then I put it with all the rest of the stuff to see what it sounded like. I barely did anything. This thing needs four triggers, and I don't have four triggers to spare. I only had two triggers to spare, and they're not very interesting triggers. Although we've got one more right here, correct? This is the B clock, right? Gosh, that might just work. We might have to try that. So, whereas we're not really going to explore the drum voice today, we're going to at least listen to it in the context of what we've got going on. And what do we have going on, he says. Just start the thing. Okay, so this is the thing we've been working on, right? Right. Well, I was running this last night, and I said, okay, do I have any cables that I can plug the thing into the thing? Yeah, that's the other thing. Now I'm running out of 1/8-inch to 1/4-inch cables, and the drum voice is stereo, so I need two, but I only have one, so we're coming out of left. And anyway, what I did was I plugged it in, and then I said to myself, okay, I need some triggers to trigger this. And so we had one clock division left over on the clock divider. So I took the clock divider and I plugged that into one of the triggers. And then I took the clock from Florian's second sequencer and I threw that into one of the triggers. And so now let's bring it all in. Okay, I can hear it, but I forgot I muted one part. So here we go. Yeah, so that's great and all. But what are we actually doing? What are we actually doing here? Well, let's turn some of this down. Okay, we got all the drums going. And what you're hearing is, of course, this is the kindergarten engineering drum pattern. Just kick and an offbeat eighth hi-hat sound. Boomt, 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 boomt. This is the new drum voice. And it's cool because it's got its own mute buttons. I can punch the sounds in whenever I want, including this one. Because I did have one leftover trigger, and that is the trigger coming out of the envelope generator, which is on loop doing the bouncy ball thing, so now we get this too. And we can change it. Oh yes, we got that, and we can highlight it with this. And we also have then the trigger that's coming out of Florian's second sequencer gives us this sort of weird cowbell sound. Not exactly a cowbell, but it's something like one. We can modify all the sounds. Is that where it was? Close enough for now. And we can mess with the decay. So basically, yeah, me, I've got four little drum synthesizers, and they each have three knobs, pitch, mod, and decay. So let's kill that business. And then, what else did we have? Oh yeah, the regular clock. And the regular clock is clicking away on 16th notes, so that became this. And we can do all kinds of fun modifications to this. Little clicks. We've got fun. And so, I don't know, it's kind of acting as a 16th note hi-hat now. And we can put some more, let's put the other drums back in. Give me the other cymbal. Give me the kick drum. Yeah, so without doing anything at all, other than plugging it in, I haven't tried to go through and listen to voices or sounds that this thing will do, because this has got all kinds of, there's all kinds of kicks and snares and hi-hats and stuff in here. I haven't even bothered to try to go through anything other than just plugging it in and see what it does. And this is what it does. It's pretty cool. enough of that. As awesome as it is, where are we at with this? I'm thinking, let's turn that down so we can turn this up. Okay. There's our little rattly trap clacker mcglacker. And it's no good there. We need to... Where is that being triggered? Is this the blue cable? It's this blue cable. I'm going to unplug this. And we're going to plug this into the B clock. All right. So now it just goes clack, clack, clack at the beginning of every bar. Let's make a new sound. Ooh, that's loud. Maybe we need to... Yeah, there's something. Alright. What's it sound like with everything else? Let's punch these bad boys back in. Now, of course, every one of these drum synthesizers in this module has a CV input. So let's start CV in. Let's just start plugging LFO into some of this stuff, see what happens. Just so we can hear the drums, I'm gonna turn everything else down. Doesn't do much to the clank. okay, now, instead of LFO, wait, where is it? Where's the damn chord? Instead of LFO, let's go into random voltage out of here. It's not very random. Well, that's interesting. But since it's not quite as dramatic, what happens if we go into a faster LFO? Not much. Yeah, a little more drastic. Oh, I love it. Let's do some more music. Oh yeah, there was one other thing. I was thinking last night, you know, if we were to switch up, if all we have to do, this doesn't take any effort at all, is we just unplug this thing right here, and then we plug it into the little jack above it, we get this. And then if we switch to four bars, we get this. So my point here being that we can create new, you know, like chord progressions just by moving a couple of cables, so we might as well do that every once in a while. So what you're hearing right now is sort of a variation of, you know, the big patch that we've been working on. I've been thinking about maybe just doing like a 5-minute mix of this, just record this, using the new drum machine and everything. And then not use the new drum thing you and I perform. Maybe, I don't know. There's too many options. Too many decisions to be made. Ugh. What's a poor boy to do but to play in a rock and roll band? We'll be right back. Yeah. Pretty dope. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. And this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.